From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The body of an American hostage has been recovered in Iraq. That news according to a U.S. official in Washington today. A video posted on the Internet showed the beheading of a man identified as American civilian contractor Eugene Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong and two colleagues, a Briton and another American, were kidnapped from their house in Baghdad last Thursday. The video was posted after a deadline set by the kidnappers expired today. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. And Peter, what can you tell us about this latest video?
Well, Robert, it shows the hostage wearing an orange prison jumpsuit. He's kneeling in front of five masked men. Four of them are armed with guns, and the fifth has a statement that he's reading. The statement attacks President Bush and says in part that this group intends to give America a taste of the degradation that they say he's inflicted on the Iraqi people. And then the man reading the statement pulls out a knife and commits the beheading on camera. An earlier video had shown these same insurgents standing behind all three men, Armstrong, Jack Hensley, and Briton Kenneth Bigley. It gave the U.S. 48 hours to release all women Iraqi prisoners from two detention centers. The Americans said there were no longer any women being held at those two particular facilities they named. There are two women prisoners being held elsewhere that the U.S. considers high-value detainees. And that was all we knew until we saw this latest video.
What, if anything, do you know about the other two hostages?
At this point, it appears that the other two men may still be alive. That's not based on any visual or actual evidence, but because the kidnappers have apparently extended the deadline for Hensley and Bigley, they have repeated their demand, perhaps expanding it, saying all Iraqi women should be released from U.S.-run prisons. And evidently the kidnappers are threatening to kill the next hostage in 24 hours.
And do American or Iraqi authorities there believe that the suspected ally of al-Qaeda, Musab al-Zarqawi, was behind this killing?
There is that suspicion. The video shows the Zarqawi group's banner, Unity and Jihad, in the background. There's a $25 million reward out for Zarqawi. He's a Jordanian, believed to have ties to the Osama bin Laden group. This Zarqawi group has claimed responsibility for a number of attacks, kidnappings, bombings, shootings, including the beheading of American Nicholas Berg back in May.
Peter, I want you to put this in some context here. We're talking about these three men who were kidnapped, one now evidently killed by his captors. But there are actually quite a number of hostages who are still being held all over Iraq, seized by various groups, yes?
That's right. Different groups, different demands. Just today, a little-known group that had taken 18 Iraqi National Guardsmen released all their captives unharmed. The kidnappers were angry over the arrest of a top aide to Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shiite cleric, but one of Sadr's spokesmen denounced the kidnapping, and soon after they were released. Meanwhile, there's two Italian aid workers still being held, and the French government today said it may be a long while before two French journalists are released. There's one separate potentially troubling sign also today, sectarian violence. People are talking about it because in the last 2 days, a cleric association says two of its sheikhs have been killed, both in Shiite neighborhoods. Iraqis are very worried about the potential for sectarian violence and believe insurgents may try to provoke it at this delicate time.
Thank you, Peter. NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Baghdad.